11. 2 Corinthians 5, begin at verse 11. So let me just, as you're turning there, remind you that we're a little unorthodox this month. As I came off a sabbatical, originally intending to roll right into a study, verse by verse, through James. We will begin that the first Sunday of September. We'll get back to our meat and potatoes, which is verse by verse exposition through books of the Bible. But coming off the sabbatical, I had such a heavy heart and burden. I don't mean that in a exhausting way. I was very refreshed coming off sabbatical. But the heaviness of making sure we continually as a church recalibrate ourselves around the mission of God in Christ in this world. We can get a whole lot of other things wrong or maybe not even be involved in a whole lot of other things that churches are involved in. But if we miss the mission of God in Christ in this world and we refuse to give ourselves to it, I'm not sure we can call ourselves a church. So I want to, this month, help us be used of God to help make sure we understand who we are and what we're here on this planet, in this place called Corydon, to do. So, two Sundays ago, we kind of used our foundation passage and verse in Mark chapter 1, and the verse we really honed in on is where Jesus said, "Follow me, and I will make you become fishers of men." Follow Christ, and He promises to make all who follow Him into a worldwide soul fishing crew. You will become. He will make you to become. You're in process if you're a Christian. It's not optional, as our brother just reminded us. If you are a follower of Christ, He promises to make you become a fisher of men. You can't have one without the other. So now in these Sundays,